Woodham does not go see the trainer immediately. Stands right next to head coach Tad Gross. Instead, the handoff goes to Sterling, and Sterling bowls ahead right up the middle, maybe gets one. In fact, they're going to say no gain for Sterling. So second and 10 now. Colin Hall without their star running back. Woodham still on his feet, but he is on the sideline trying to walk off whatever ailments are hurting him. Roush now takes a snap, has an option play off to the right side, enough for a first down across the 40-yard line. Big run there from Roush. As Roush gets up to the 41-yard line, gain of 22 for Roush.
21 yards on the play.
So it's first and 10 now for Hall and Hall. Ball on the 41 on the right hash. Two wide receivers, they're both to Roush's left. Sterling to the right of Roush. Shotgun snap. Handoff goes to Sterling, and again he's met right at the line of scrimmage, and he lost one. So second down and 11 now, and Zane Woodham still trying to stretch out those legs on the sideline, still on the sideline. Second and 11, under 6 minutes left of the third quarter. Hall and Hall up by a score 17 to 10. Shotgun set with two wide receivers. Roush, back to pass. Goes up the seam, and it is caught! Braxton Utter makes the catch, and then he was walloped as soon as he made the catch. Just going right up that seam, right up the right hash. He makes the catch at the 42-yard line. Gain of 18 from the tight end. As Blake Rogers was right there to deliver a wallop on him. What a catch there from Utter. Now Utter's going to come off the field as he jogs off, but what a catch from Braxton Utter, just his fourth catch of the year, but it was a big one there. First and 10 for Hall and Hall. No one in the backfield. Three wide receivers and two tight ends, and taking a timeout now is Hall and Hall. So they take their first timeout. 17-10, Hall and Hall leads Lincoln Christian. 5:05 remaining in the third quarter. Ball on the Lincoln Christian 42. This is Hall and Hall football. Out of the timeout, Hall and Hall with the ball. First down and 10 from the Lincoln Christian 42, up 17 to 10. 5:05 left in the third quarter. Roush is in the shotgun, has three wide receivers. Keaton Sterling goes in motion, fakes the pitch up to him, and Roush will run it right up the middle himself. And gets to the 37-yard line. Ends up gaining four. Second down and six.
Second down and five.
Looks like two wide receivers again. And no, they'll make it three wide receivers with Sterling lining up in the slot. He goes in motion again. They fake the pitch up to him, and now back to passes. Roush has to scramble out to his right. He has lots of room out there. He's going to run it for a first down and out of bounds at the 25. 12-yard run for Ethan Roush. Gets him over 50 yards rushing today. And it's a first down, first and 10 from the 25. Roush with his hands on his hips trying to get some air. He has two tight ends and two receivers to his left. Sterling in the backfield with him. He hands off to Sterling. He's met right at the line of scrimmage and brought down after a loss of one. Braden Davidson there on the tackle, the junior, loses one. So second down and 11 now. See if Hall and Hall goes to the air again. Two wide receivers with Trey Carter in the slot. Nunu Campbell out wide on the left side. Two tight ends. Back to pass. Roush scrambles out to his left. He's going to try to run it again. Gets to the 25, to the 20, down to the 16-yard line. Very close to a first down. Looks like it'll set up a third and one after the gain of 10 for Roush. And he's been very good about when to throw it, when to run it. Brings up a third and one now for Hull and Hull. Inside the Lincoln Christian 16. Sterling in the backfield with two tight ends. Back to pass again. Roush looking for Campbell in the end zone. Touchdown, Dutch! Campbell hangs on in the end zone. Nunu Campbell with his fifth touchdown catch of the year. And Ethan Roush throws his 11th. This one from 16 yards out. And that's Campbell's first catch today. And it's a big one. Hall and Hall leads 23-10. Extra point coming up from Magnus Lepak. And the snap and hold are good. The kick is good. Hall and Hall up 24-10. 2:57 left of the third quarter. This is Hall and Hall football.